Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ewan, what time is it?
Well, it's actually just gone 11 o'clock, my friend.
So it's been about 5 minutes since there's been some game industry BS. Good, because we've got a bit of a story to throw in here, because you can't go longer than, let's say, in reality, even in reality, 3 months before some ridiculous CEO
impossible. Can't
passes
be done.
The baton of BS between themselves to claim the crown of ridiculousness. I should also say I'm Scott Tilford, this is Ewan Patterson right here. Because Unity, which is the popular game platform, the game engine, have announced that they want to start charging developers for installs. Unity is a hugely popular, malleable game engine used in everything from Pokemon Go to Ori and the Blind Forest, Cuphead, Fall Guys, etc. And likely because of their popularity in the modern day, Unity would like to introduce a runtime fee so that every time you install any game that uses the Unity game engine, the developer gets charged. Now, this has led to a huge backlash across the last couple of nights. Unity's dove in there going like, oh, you know, this is what we're actually going to be doing. Trying to sort of what's the opposite of fanning the flames? Cupping the flames?
Controlling the flames.
Controlling the flames. Yeah. Keeping the flames to themselves.
Like Pyro in the X-Men.
Yes, yeah, if only they could, to try and fully get them back under control. So initially, they were going to charge developers after every installation, but like I said, following the huge backlash across the last 30 or so hours, Unity have now said they won't charge developers multiple times for the same game's installation, but they are still planning on charging for the first. This, if it goes through, would have a huge impact on financing games across the board, as Unity have said they would also charge platform holders like Xbox and Sony directly for the likes of Game Pass, PlayStation Plus, for when games are on subscription models and the installation happens through there as well. Unity's stock has tanked. It's currently recovered, but it's still half what it was before all this stuff got announced. And we do have lots of quotes from developers, from industry people, etc. Thoughts on this stuff, Ewan?
It's just incredible, really, that this man said this with this whole breath. This was an idea that they had that were like, yeah, this is a good idea. We're going to make it so that each time a game gets installed, we'll charge them. And then also, it'll be for each it won't even be like per user. It'll literally be you could delete and then reinstall the game over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then the developers would suffer for it. It is just the most mind-boggling, how can we make more money from an already profitable venture in the most stupid way ever? It's just, it's bafflingly terrible leadership, and I can't believe stuff like this keeps happening.
I'll tell you
I'm
what,
losing my grip, man.
I'll almost give it to them for, like, ingenuity. Like, I would never have seen this coming. Like, it's weird. They always find a way. Like, I made the joke when we opened the news that there's always something. There's always some additional wrinkle to, you know, and it's additional monetization wrinkle to the way that we all do business. Unity's business was ticking over fine. Like, you know, Unity... A perfectly good engine. Unreal Engine, obviously one of their major competitors. Like, you talk about popular game engines overall. Unity not had a bad word said about them in as long as I can remember. And it's just one of those things where, like I said, almost points for ingenuity that you find a way of tagging an additional fee on what if we charged people, the developers, for when people actually play their games. Like, it's almost diabolically put your fingers together, you know, evil levels
it's
of thoughts.
Proper Acme boardroom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you ever seen Looney Tunes Back in Action when Steve Martin is like cackling at the next evil scheme? Those who know, they know. It very much feels like we're in that era of industry right now, and in general across the way that the current, you know, financial global situation is unfurling, where it just feels like loads of different companies are looking for hilarious little excuses to disingenuously, you know, charge extra, and then they get like a 300% rise in their profits. You all know it's stupid. This stuff keeps happening, and I, again, before this happened, I just thought of, oh, Unity, never really crossed my mind. It's
just an engine.
It works.
And just let it keep working.
When I think of Unity, I'm seeing the the buggy face of the Assassin's Creed Unity man staring right back at me. They're now interlocked, so irrevocably
that
damaged.
Might be our thumbnail. We'll see whatever goes live, because that's a perfect perfect association. So like I said, we have various developers and industry people weighing in on this. Call of the Lamb developer Massive Monster have threatened to delete their game entirely over the changes. They said they tweeted
we'll
out.
We'll do it.
They'll make me kill my boy. But that's what they are happy to do. Whether or not this was a joke, but they did tweet out saying, buy Cult of the Lamb now because we're deleting it January 1st. And they've done an update in general just saying that the various changes to the monetization model isn't something that they want to stand with. And like I said, various other developers have weighed in. The Game Awards, Jeff Keighley said this whole thing is a joke, even though obviously he's in charge of Summer Game Fest, Opening Night Live, the Game Awards, obviously various games, various sponsorship deals that are linked with Unity and using Unity. But I like the fact that even he's weighing in going, this is ridiculous. The Dorito Pope himself. And so also Slay the Spire developers Megacrit, they've said that this change is a violation of trust. And although they've spent 2 years developing their next game, they will be migrating to another engine if the changes aren't completely reversed. They said, we've never made a public statement before. This is how badly you effed up. Agro Crab, which are the devs that make or are making another Crab's Treasure, which is the crab-like, Crab Souls-like.
Big day in the crab community.
Huge day in the crustacean community. But yeah, if they've said that if this continues, that they will also be looking to change their engine, which isn't something they want to do because of the massive financial cost and the amount of time invested in the development itself. They apparently have since spoken to Unity. This whole thing is unfurling as we talk about it. But they said they got on the phone to Unity and didn't come away with renewed trust in Unity or in the policy, but they do think, and they said they think it's still total ass, but they do say that allegedly a lot of real answers are coming to a lot of speculation and misinformation, and that those things are on the way. There is still even more to this, but still, the general sort of thoughts on trying to get a game off the ground and then being charged when anyone responds to it is ludicrous.
Yeah, especially for like these indie developers who, you know, they're not the big boys in the industry. They depend on like stuff like Unreal and you know, accessible software that they can use to build these games. And it is just another little punch in the old stomach for these guys. And it's just kind of really ridiculous. I feel sorry for Agro Crab.
Yes.
I feel sorry for them all, because it's like you've spent this long in a game developing it, and now you're being hit with a charge that is completely unfair and unnecessary. Mm. It's just pure greed.
I feel sorry for a lot of the, like you said, indie devs or any developer who's been working on something for multiple years. You have agreements in place, and then from the top down, you get told that this monetization practice is going to be put in to your game. And like at the minute, one of the things that seems to be doing the rounds that Unity are trying to clear up is how many times they would charge for an installation. And one of the immediate things was that idea of someone downloading a game, deleting it, reinstalling it, almost like a review bombing approach to bankrupt that developer. They've said that couldn't happen.
Just one little random guy in his room.
Just determined. Just determined to bankrupt some developer that they hate. And they've said that won't happen, but they are still committing right now, as we're recording this, to charging per install, which, like I said, points for ingenuity, but it's one of those things where I just kind of laugh at how stupid the industry is, because I feel like even this year we've had Square Enix doubling down on NFTs. But yeah, I feel like overall you get these instances every sort of few months where some CEO steps out there and says, this is the change, this is the future for the industry, and everyone's going to respect what we're doing, and they put their value directly on the line in a consumer market, and it never, ever works. The things that bend the industry, that bend the trends and everything, nearly always happen at random. They always kind of happen. They come out of nowhere. They're random things. If you plan for it, it doesn't work. It reminds me of Square Enix's CEO saying that NFTs were the future. It just reminds me of all these various live service bets, Sony going all in on live service stuff and mobile games. It ain't gonna work. It's not working.
Oh God, that's the first time the letters NFT have come to my brain in like a year. It
NFT
definitely
discourse.
Speaks to me as like inexperience and unfamiliarity with the actual industry. It's people being brought in who have business acumen, who want to business the business to the nth degree, and then end up hurting the business.
The thing is, like, all they are thinking of is business. It's very much just look at these systems that are working and where can we tag on a little additional fees and try and make those things work. I am curious how much this has a knock-on effect on the PlayStation Pluses, the Game Passes, the various subscription services that are doing the around, because we're seeing price hikes for them anyway. PlayStation Plus and Game Pass are going up in the next sort of month or so, and if they then have to, you know, have a monthly fee that covers the installation fee as well, then either they'll shoulder that, but maybe that Microsoft, Sony, whatever, just shoulder that entirely. But if somehow this goes through, that would assumedly only lead to more price hikes, unless they already knew, and that's why the price hike is existing in the first place. For me, the subscription model just isn't that viable as a replacement for the unit cost model. I would rather we go back to transactional models anyway than trying to make the monthly model sustainable.
Yeah, I just like to buy a game and own it and have it. And
yeah.
That's the fun little time. That's a really novel concept, I know, but like, you know, games used to come in discs and you could put them in and, you know.
You're talking crazy, Ewan. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. Check this video out right here. I'll put a nice little thing here for just you, because I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I've been Ewan from WhatCulture.com.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.